Good morning, welcome to Burger King.
I'm looking at this enormous burrito, and man, it's big, I tell you that. Dang. Mm. Give me one of them enormouses. Enormouses. Watch out. Mm-hmm. Let's do it now.
Okay, I think I know what you're ordering.
Get the new Eggnormous burrito now only at Burger King. A hearty breakfast burrito packed with sausage and bacon, plus eggs, cheese, and hash browns. Only at Burger King at participating restaurants.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want, whether it's money, health, success, or relationships. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. I am coming to you from beautiful Niagara Falls, Canada. It's quite an amazing energy up here, I must say. They've sequestered me in a little room behind my booth because, you know, we have absolutely no time off when we do these wonderful conventions. But I just want you to see that you can manage to create anywhere, anytime, where you're at. So I have a lot to talk to you about today. If you are calling for the first time and you would like to speak with the channel, please press 1 now so that we can get you into the queue. I want to tell you about some things that are going on with me. First of all, there are some huge fires out just a couple of miles from my home. Right now, it doesn't look like my home is in jeopardy. I got this news last night. So I would like everyone to send their prayers and light out to the area of Calabasas and Mulholland Drive and hold my home and all the other homes that might be in jeopardy safe. And it's been an interesting week. On top of that, of course, I'm not home, and that creates or can create a little bit more anxiety because we feel like we don't have any power over some certain things, physical things, because we're not there. And a very close friend in my family this week, we had to do a family intervention and get them into a facility for alcohol addiction. It was something that was very, very hard for me to do because I know how they feel about that. But ultimately, if we were making the decision that was best for them, we had to take those steps. But in doing it, I could feel me angry, and I could feel within me that I wasn't in balance. And I sat down to figure out why, because, you know, when we have challenges, that's sometimes the best opportunity that we have to figure out what's running us or the belief systems in place that are creating the disharmony or disease. So when I sat down to do the work around it, it was really interesting, guys. It was all about choice. I had to make a choice along with the rest of my family to take these steps for my family member. And what it ultimately came down to was, in order to make that choice, I had to shut off part of my heart. Because there was a part of my heart that said, oh gosh, don't do it, Dee. Oh gosh, you know they're going to be angry with you. Oh gosh, you know they're going to be hurt. And so I literally had to shut down a part of my heart to make the choice that was in the highest good. And ultimately, the belief that that got to is I have to turn off my heart to get what I want. Or I have to turn off my heart to make the highest choice for me or for others. And I want to bring that forward to you because all of our work is about choice. And if we have to compromise ourselves to make that choice, if we have to shut down our heart to make that choice because we're not in agreement with ourselves somewhere, then that's going to cause turmoil and disharmony and can ultimately cause disease within us. So I really want you to look at the choices that are up in your life and make them with an open heart. Get all of you on board and go, okay, if I'm going to make this choice and make this decision, I'm going to agree with myself that that is the best thing for me and the highest thing for me to do. So then I got to this weekend and this convention, and it seemed to me that I was not attracting the people and the money that I usually do. And so I do what I teach you to do. I sat down and did the work around it. And when I became conscious of what it is, it made so much sense in my life. That basically, you know, for the last year, everything I've done with the goal of paying for my beautiful daughter's wedding and creating a beautiful wedding for her. Well, that's done. The series got picked up. I have money coming in. And so I thought originally when I started realizing the feeling around it, I thought it was about, well, you know, you've got the series now and you have money that you know is going to be coming in. And so there's not the pressure of making the money. And therefore, you're relaxing. Well, it was close to that, but what it was really about was I didn't have a goal. I didn't have an exciting goal for my money. The wedding had been a very exciting goal that I could work toward. And so making money just for the sake of making money wasn't as exciting and didn't light up my charge as much as having a great goal to make money for. So I sat down and I thought, wow, okay, what do I want to make my goals for creating money in my life? And I came up with two great ones. I could help my daughter put a down payment on their house that they want. I could pay off my own house, which I've wanted to do for years and years. And then I could feel, once again, the excitement of making money. I want to give you those little clues to encourage you to sit down and find out within you what is it that brings about the excitement of the charge, so that you can create that around anything and everything that you want to create. So, as we all know, last week's show was phenomenally off the charts, I thought. If you didn't hear last week's show, go back into the archives or iTunes and listen to it. You're going to want to hear last week's show. So this week's show, well, they're saying there is an intention. Choice. We want to look at choice this Sunday. And so let's just invoke the violet flame and the golden light around everything that may be coming up in the show. And just put in your consciousness choice. And we're going to start with Susan in Niagara Falls. Hi, darling.
Hi, can you hear me okay? I'm on speakers. Do you want me to get off speaker?
I can hear you. I'm on headphones, so just know we may have a little slight delay. What's up, darling?
Well, okay, well, I want to see you in your now that you're in Niagara Falls in Canada, so I need to know where you are, so definitely want to see you.
Well,
there's people that want to meet you.
Well, my darling, I'm over in the Canadian side. And
good.
I have to tell you, you know, I'm at my table working until late
That's
tonight,
fine.
And I fly out at 6 a.m. in the morning, Susan. But
well,
let's get to what you get to what you want to talk about.
Well, my dad died. I told you that about 2 weeks ago.
Yes, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
It's okay because now I can talk to him now that he's in spirit, and I feel as though I've already been in touch with him, helping him on his journey, getting adjusted to the spirit side of life. So, yay. It's actually kind of a good thing.
Well, that also gave you a sense of choice and control. Because when you wrote me, you know, it was like, you had forgotten that you could connect with him. You had forgotten that there was work you could do for and with the spirit world, right? And I encouraged you to do that. And that's what I do. Whenever I have a thought about any of my loved ones that have passed over, I take that as a sign they're around. Remember that we're connected. And I send up a prayer for them, or I ask if there's anything I'm supposed to do for them. So that's good that you're doing
okay.
That. What else?
Okay, with me now, right after Labor Day, I was in the hospital. I have a hiatal hernia, and I have gallstones. So I've been working on me physically. I've been feeling really good, except for the hernia thing has been causing me a lot of acid reflux stuff, so I haven't been able to sleep at night very well. But
okay, well, maybe if you elevate your head a little bit, Susan, that would help.
I've been doing
that. But they're saying you have been working on yourself physically, but when I say spiritually or energetically, I get a no. So let's find out what the highest thing is behind the hernia. That's the highest place we're going.
Okay.
But give me a song, darling.
If you want to sing out, sing out.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, that again is about joy. You know, if this is probably the most important thing that they taught me this week. When all this started and I started looking through all of it, I went, you know, I'm angry and I don't know why I'm angry. What's behind me being angry? And over and over and over and over again, we got to, you're simply not making a choice to be happy. And that's what you are reminding me of to bring in right now. That God, and this has happened 5 or 6, 7 times with me and within private sessions in the last week. That bottom line, it's just about making a choice. So if that together with what I brought in, why do we have to shut down our hearts to make the choice to be happy? And the answer they're already giving me is that we are taught that we have to fix something or heal something or make something better or save something in order to be happy. And that confuses our heart, and so we shut our hearts down, because a lot of times the things we want to be happy about, we don't want to just make a choice to be happy because we haven't paid for that happiness somehow. So we got to let that go, guys. We have to know that not only do we have a right to be happy, we have a divine right to be happy, and we have got to be completely integrated about choosing happiness no matter what. And
now,
that's
I know
what's
you're...
behind the hernia.
Okay, I know that you're not a doctor. I'm wondering if I need to have like an operation to fix the hernia and possibly an operation to fix the gallstones problem, gallbladder problem.
Susan, when I say that's the right question, I get a no.
All right.
The right question, oh, wow. The right question is, are you going to be happier having to have the operation, or are you going to be happier healing yourself without it?
Well, gallstones healing myself without it. Hernia, I don't know if I can heal. I guess I don't know if I can heal. People just have told me that you can't heal a hernia. You have to have it. And they said it's dangerous because you have to stop the heart. But I figured if I have to stop my heart, I'd just go visit my dad for a few minutes while they're fixing it. And then come back. And then come back. Because I'm not done here.
So, you know, Susan, in regards to our work, you will need to have the operation because you don't believe you can heal it without it. So that's your highest answer for you. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. So ultimately, that's going to make you happier because within your belief system, you have to have that to be healthy and happy. And so you do. So you have to follow your highest knowing and your highest answer. Okay, honey?
Yeah, and I want to see you.
Okay.
I'm going to find out where you are. So I'm going to email you to find out where you are today, so I'll come visit you.
Okay, honey. I won't have any time, but I'll get back to you. Bye-bye.
I'll be there.
All right. Thank you. And, okay, we're going to Phyllis in New Mexico.
Oh, hey, Dee, can you hear me?
Well, it's awfully noisy. Can you get off?
Sorry, I'm at an event. I'll let me walk away from the music. I just wanted to be a part of the show today, even though I'm working an event. But, yeah, it's funny because thanks for taking my call, but I noticed I've been having the same issue with some pain in my hip, but I did find some healers to work with, and, you know, they're like, yeah, you can grow that cartilage back, when I've had doctors say, oh, no, once it's gone, it's gone. So.
Okay, well, Phyllis, I believe that you believe them.
I do.
Okay. Well, if you believe them, and I'm not a doctor, but if you believe them and it's in your belief system that you can do that, then it's possible.
Yeah, and I've been working with someone who, right after you on a couple of shows, talked about using this light, not from outside you, but this therapist, he gave a whole, he was working on me, said, yeah, you just use this light.
Yes, I get that they can help you, but I want to go to something bigger. And it's when I say creating this healing makes you happy, I get a no. So you're torn. There's something. Okay, that's the highest thing. You're happiest when you're fixing something, Phyllis.
And I'm done with that. Yeah.
That's true, except with your body. That's a true statement. So
yeah, and I have I have a sense.
You have to tell your body, you know, we're going to be happy when we have nothing to fix, when we're whole, complete, perfect, and just rocking and rolling here. So let's go. You understand?
Yeah, so telling really, yeah, I've heard that talking, really talking to the, you know, the body and telling them, telling it you can heal yourself.
Well, it's not you can heal yourself. We're healed.
Okay.
We are healed.
We're healed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because in the, what is your subconscious brain hear when you say we are healing ourselves? What does your subconscious brain go to?
Oh, you want to know
it
right
goes,
now?
It goes to I'm not healed.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused because they're giving me the word healing just to write the word healing up there. When I said healed, I got a no. But they're saying healed is the highest word ultimately, but you have to start with healing. And just,
I see.
Just the word. Just use the word healing, and you will feel it in 3 or 4 days when it shifts into healed, and then use the, that new word.
Okay.
In
that'll,
other words,
that'll resonate.
Healed, yeah, healed is a little bit too big of a jump for you, but you can get there in 3 or 4 days by just focusing on the word healing. So that healing can take place. And yes,
okay.
The light within you, you know, to send but, it to the already healed place.
Okay. You know, I want to say something too to everybody. All that is so in alignment with working with Feel Free to Prosper and Power Words. I can't remember the writer of that.
Power Words. Yeah, I don't
yeah.
either. But. But that,
you did a show with her, the woman that wrote the book Power Words. I can't remember her name, but once I started doing Feel Free to Prosper, then that book had more depth and breadth for me, and I started really using it more in alignment with Feel Free to Prosper.
Yeah, and Marilyn talks about it. Dana talks about it. Gosh, who else did we have on? I can't. We've had on so many brain experts. But anyway, go pick it up or use the words they're giving us, like wealth, health, right?
Yeah.
This was personal to Phyllis, the word healing.
Yeah, I want to share something, too. I had somebody come up to me yesterday at this huge event and go, you know something, you're amazing. You know, all week long, you've been just being so positive. And every time someone said something negative, I said, it's going to be great. This event's going to be great. We're going to have fun. And I've been telling people, you know, when they said something negative, I said, no, this is the word. You know, so it really affected somebody in the office because they're like, wow, I was so impressed by you.
Yes. And did you accept that, Phyllis?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I did.
Well, I think you can stand in the mirror and look at yourself in the mirror and go, wow, I am really a positive person. I'm accepting
yeah.
that. I'm owning that, right?
Oh, yeah. And we had some huge things
okay.
go wrong, you know. But I was like, no, that's fine. This is, we just move on to plan B.
That's right. Accept and adapt. And they want everybody to do that. Look in the mirror and go, wow, I am a positive person. I love me. I'm pretty awesome. Accept it, guys. Don't deflect it. Accept it. Thanks for calling in, honey.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay, Charlene in Pasadena, you're up.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Really good. Thank you.
This show is perfect for my question. I think it's about about choice. My son had a surgery that was botched, and we have found out that it can be fixed, and that was all because of you, Dee. I have to tell you, we spoke in January. It was all because of you. You are my hero, I got to tell you.
What happened?
He had a jaw surgery, and they put his jaw in the wrong place. It can be fixed. It's going to be the same surgery, which is a horrific surgery. He will have to have this done again. We've been working with a surgeon. However, months have been going by, and we have been getting nowhere fast. I don't know at this point if we should actually be looking for a different surgeon. I keep trying to communicate with their office, but basically they're not working with the insurance company the way they should. And I haven't been able to really discern. I've been really working on this and have not been able to discern if this is just on divine timing and it will happen when it's supposed to, or if we actually need to, if there's some kind of block to using the surgeon that we were referred to, and we need to try to find someone else. And this is so huge. I'm so afraid to make a wrong choice.
That's sure you are,
really,
honey. First of all, if they botched the surgery, legally, is there a lawsuit involved?
We will be taking that up with the original surgeon. We're working with a different surgeon, you know, that we were referred to for the corrective. We wouldn't go back to that.
Okay, there's two things going on that I'm hearing right now. One is there's a lot of fear and a lot of, oh, my God, we have to do this again, which means part of your heart is closed because all of you isn't totally on board with doing this, either one of you, you or your son. You have to make a choice. Are you going to do it or not, Charlene? Do you know yet? Are you going to do it or not?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, your energy isn't clear about that because it keeps picking up thoughts of, oh, what if the same thing happened? This is going to be so, okay, you've got to go. We're going to do this. We're finding the right guy. It's going to be amazing and miraculous. That's what I'm directing. That's what I'm ordering.
And I have been doing that.
Well, you've been doing that while you've been thinking these thoughts also of, oh, my God, I don't want to make the wrong decision. Oh, my God, this is going to be so hard. I can't believe we have to do this all over again. So, you know, it goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Do you understand? And I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a doctor. Energetically, when I say the right question is, should you look for another surgeon? That's the highest, most correct question. I get a yes, and the answer is yes.
Yes,
that you should get someone who is excited and passionate about helping your son do this.
Okay. Speaking to someone on the East Coast, and I'm actually considering, like, if we needed to get up and move to go to him to do that.
That's not the highest question. The highest question isn't whether you need to move. The highest question is he the right doctor?
The one on the East Coast?
What I'm hearing is he's one of the highest choices. There's three. They're giving me the number three. There's three people, and there is a person closer to you. But again, if you feel with your heart more than your heads, guys, you don't trust that, but your gut really does tell you where to go. And right now, this one person that you're talking to that doesn't respond to you or anything, your gut is telling you, maybe we should look for somebody else. Is that true?
You know, when I talk to him, I feel like he's there. but getting a hold of him is difficult, and there's a person, a separate person in charge of like putting things through with the insurance company, and she's literally not doing her job.
Okay, so part of that is because you haven't totally committed.
Okay.
So, your commitment in alignment, you see, because
uh-huh.
when you're committed, then you're able to call somebody and go, you know, you're not doing your job, honey, and I need you to do your job. Do I need to call the doctor and tell him you're not on this and I'm going to another doctor, or will
mm-hmm.
you help me get this in alignment?
Okay. Now, if I make a choice, if
yes.
I make a choice, is this doctor the right one of the right doctors, one of the highest choices?
I'm sorry, Charlene, that's the right question, and I'm hearing, I get a no.
Okay.
But you, again, everybody, listen to me. I'm saying this about me and any other healer, psychic, counselor that you work with. You are your highest answer. So
yes.
if you go into your heart and your energy and you feel in your gut that this person is the right person, then that's, you follow that more than you follow anything else.
Right, that's
but
where
I'm
having
telling
the
you,
issue.
They're telling me you've just got to get excited and on board with doing this again and let go of the little bit of victimness that's there about, oh, my God, we have to do this again. It's exciting. You found out you can heal this. You found out he doesn't have to live a life like this anymore. This is
yes.
exciting. And
yes.
I am bringing in the best doctor to create this miracle for me right now. Okay?
Got it.
All right. Thank you, darling. Good luck.
Thank you, Dee. Thank you.
Blessings. And we're going to Anna in New York. Hi, honey.
Hi.
You're on.
Thank you. So I'm just calling to give you a follow-up. Mickey's body was found, my black and white cat. So I have closure, and he was buried in the yard. So I just wanted to give you follow-up on that. And
good.
Also,
he did come back to you.
Well, his body was there, so.
Well, he came back to you, so you could bury him.
Right.
And have closure.
Right.
He's ready to move on, baby. His job was done.
Okay.
Okay.
And so it's showing up in my body, like I got some kind of a respiratory or a sinus thing that clearly.
That's grief.
Yeah.
That's grief. So what do we do about the grief?
Sort of let it run its course and move on.
Yeah, you acknowledge it. You go, you know, I have a right to feel this grief.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. And body, I love you. If you have to express this grief as a respiratory thing, so be it. I'm giving you permission to heal, you know, as soon as I'm ready to handle the grief now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready to honor him and let him go. And you can heal, talking to your body. Let's heal together here
okay.
now that I've expressed my grief. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart.
Okay.
Much love to you.
All right, you too.
I know
thanks.
It's hard when we lose our furry children. It's very, very hard. Hi, Jay. You're on. Jay in Canada.
Hey, Dee. Thanks for talking to you again. We can always see your picture all the time here when you took it when you're in Calgary. So thanks so much for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, my question is that I was out in nature doing yoga yesterday, and I think I have read a revelation about my accomplishment on this yoga thing I've been practicing for a while. I mean, it's been kind of exhausting, but man, oh man, just like a revelation of like the road that I took, the choice that I made, and the stillness.
And what was
of,
the revelation?
About the, well, just doing it into the emptiness of things and just observing nature as it is and not, you know, bugs and things. They're just and feeling the air, and it was just a beautiful experience. I'm going out there again, forward again, but just
well, yeah, it's a beautiful experience when we can look out from who we are and see things as they really are instead of the perspectives and the fears that we have put upon them.
Yes, very much so.
And that's what you're representing. And that's why I want us, you know, if, example, in my life, if a family member needs help and is crying out for help and I have to take an action, I want to see that as pure love. I don't want to put all my perspectives of fear and, oh, are they going to be mad at me and all that stuff. I just want to see the love, because the love is what's running the show. You know, I want to see a bug as a bug that participates in the great circle of life, right? That we're all here participating some way in the giving and the receiving of the universal creation.
Yes, the middle road, the middle road. But
so are you, do you have a question here, Jay, or was this a beautiful sharing? Because it was.
A beautiful sharing. Just really have no questions. I'm going to go experience it again today because I'm just like, wow, just this beauty of it.
Yeah. And, you know, you can find that beauty absolutely anywhere you are, guys. I can look out across this convention floor at all the busyness and all the craziness and just see beauty and love. That, but that comes back to the theme of choice that we're talking about today. What are you choosing to see? And what are you choosing to experience within yourself and in the perspective of what you're looking out at? It's all a choice. So go choose to have another beautiful experience, Jay.
Thank you much for sharing.
Love you, honey.
Love you, too.
Yeah, that's beautiful what he just brought in, the choice of love and joy and beauty. Where can I choose? How can I choose? How often can I choose that perspective? Caroline in Ontario. Whoops, hold on. There you're coming. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, beautiful. Everything that you're saying is everywhere that I am at in my life, and accepting love from others and others telling me how wonderful I am and just accepting it because I wasn't accepting it. And yesterday, I don't know if this is part of it or if it's something else, but I walk my dogs at the lake. There's a little bit of hill to go down to the water. Bam, on both of my knees, my elbow and my face, and really scraped up and bruised up. What was that all about?
Well, they're telling me to go back to what I spoke about earlier with the money, that you are looking for reasons. Why am I beautiful? Why am I, you know, what are my reasons for this? Have I earned it? Those are the highest words. Have I earned being accepted? Have I earned accepting all these wonderful things? And so subconsciously, this is the highest, most correct, most complete. Subconsciously, when we feel like we don't deserve and we're trying to deserve and we're trying to earn the right to deserve, we do things like what you explained. So let me ask you, when you did that, were your first thoughts around, oh, my God, this is so stupid. Why did I do this?
My first thought was, I heal fast and I'm getting over this now and I'm done. That was my first thought, that I'm not going there because I had a huge bruise the size of my fist. Yeah. But I thought it was because of my hateful thoughts towards all the Muslim stuff that's happening at the lake.
No,
okay.
Because
I was going to report them, and then I went, no, enough. I'm not doing that. This is not who I am.
Well, what they're saying is what all of this brought up is your experience for the hate of yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can absolutely identify with that, because when I was so angry, I kept saying, I don't like me this way. I don't like to feel this way. God, Deanna, why are you so angry? You know better than this. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And you see, whether I fell physically, every time we berate ourselves like that in any way, we fall energetically. Right?
So this is something big for me.
Yeah, we have to pick ourselves back up again.
Yeah.
And go, no, I'm bringing myself back to love, you know. But we berate ourselves and judge ourselves for falling out of grace, where it's really just a learning opportunity for us to go, well, I didn't need to fall into out of grace to bring myself back into it. Do you understand? Now, they're giving me the Buddha thing. You know, Buddha said, if you have to sue someone on this plane, then you have to take the physical step to do that, but do it from the state of love. So if you need to take any actions, legally or otherwise, that will create more harmony in your world and the world, then you need to take those steps, but you don't take those steps ever out of hate. You take those steps out of love. So back to the subject of choice, you make the choice from keeping your heart open, not closing your heart to try and get back at somebody. Does that help?
It does. So that is one thing, and the weight that I'm carrying is something else, right?
That's true. But
okay.
They're interconnected. They affect each other. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you? Because I'm not quite getting that you understand.
That they affect each other, that it's all about loving each other, loving myself, loving others, loving myself. It's all, I'm doing the figure eight right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the infinity sign is a good, because we're all interconnected. And
right.
If we do something against someone else from the vibration of hate or fear, that's different than if we take the same action and do it from the state of love.
Exactly.
You understand?
And so,
okay.
Yeah. So that's the same. Okay. Yeah. And so, yes, I thank you for everything. Every time I think of you often. As you know, I send you emails. I have a beautiful office now at work. I'm doing really well at work. I'm off my anxiety pills now 13 days. I'm on no steroid medicines for sinuses. I'm doing wonderful. I thank you for your life and the energy that you bring to the planet. Thank
you,
Dee.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for being the brave soul in creating yourself that you are, sweetheart. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for
thank
that.
You.
And bless
have a wonderful
me.
Day.
Bye-bye. I'm creating a wonderful day. I created a little room so I could do the show live here. Okay, and we're going
bye,
to
beautiful.
Catherine in San Francisco. Catherine,
hello.
Are you on? Hi, honey.
Yes. Hi, I wrote to you about my favorite beach in Maui, so thanks for writing back. I'm always a little surprised.
No, I try and write back.
It's great.
It's been quite a week, everybody. I've been shooting all week, and in between having to take care of this situation with my family and then flying up here, it's been a week that could have been some years ago quite stressful and anxiety ridden for me. And whenever I felt the anxiety, I simply said, stop, I'm balanced, make a choice. Because once you make a choice, the anxiety usually falls away. So what can we do for you today, Catherine?
Well, that might be part of my answer about insomnia. So if I, what choice can I make at like 2 a.m?
Well, first of all, they're saying that your brain is involved. There's something overactive. I don't have my brain book with me or my body book with me up here. If you write me, I will look it up for you, and that might give you some clues. I'm thinking it's probably with the temporal lobe. I'm not a doctor, so I would have to research it for you. In which case, acupuncture might align that for you.
Right.
But they're saying energetically, they want to give you why your brain is overactive.
Great.
But give me a song, honey, any song.
Here Comes the Sun.
Okay. So when you're going to sleep at night, you're already energetically planning on getting up the next day. Does this resonate with you?
Yes.
Okay. So what they want you to do is, as you're going to sleep, do some really deep breathing and tell your brain and your energy, okay, today was a good day. I completed this. I completed this. I completed this. There is nothing more I can do in this day. Now I'm going to sleep. Now I'm going to sleep and re-energize myself, and I will not address any problems until tomorrow morning. Can you do that? You can do that, right?
Yeah, got it.
Okay. You need, it's kind of like your brain is forgetting that it's not supposed to continue to work.
Right.
It's not supposed to continue to work all these things out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you need to keep communicating. It'll take probably 3 or 4 nights of doing this for your brain to really start assimilating it. Okay? The deep breathing is very important also. And if you know the Satanama exercise, that would be an excellent thing for you to do too. I want to address that with all of you for a minute, because that was one of the things that was given to us in the last webinar. I have been doing it daily, and I want you to know when you do it, what it does is realign your brain. You can also, as Jeannie pointed out, use it as a chant. And you don't feel a lot different. You don't like go into a la-la place or any of that. What it does is it really helps your brain to realign itself. It's a very valuable exercise. It only takes 10 minutes to do it. So that's something that you could take time to do before you go to sleep that would help you sleep also, Catherine. Okay?
So is that on your website? Actually, I don't know what that is that you said.
There was a PDF of a lot of things that they gave us to align the brain. And the PDF is included in the last webinar that we did.
Okay. Can you say it one more time?
Satanama. You might even be able to Google it, actually. So it's Satanama.
Okay.
Okay, and you,
thank you.
It's a meditation you do with your fingers. You bet, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Got it. Bye-bye.
And we're going to Julia in California.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, hi sweetheart. You're welcome.
I've got so much stuff going on, and just what do you see? I don't know even what to do or where to go.
Well, tell me what's going on, Julia.
Without
I've getting too personal.
I've just got a lot of anxiety, depression. My sinuses are driving me crazy. I'm tired all the time.
Okay.
This is
definitely brain imbalance stuff. So, again, whatever you can do, deep breathing will help your brain. They're giving me the last breathing exercise that I put in one of my e-blasts, where you take a quick breath into the count of four through your nose, and then you exhale slowly to the count of eight through your mouth. Okay? That will help the anxiety, and it will, the satanama will definitely, they're saying, underlined, definitely help you.
Okay.
And then they want to go to the sheets and a core belief. So hang on a moment. And again, this is, you're not sleeping because you're anxious. This page, this page. They also are suggesting, I'm not a doctor, they're suggesting you have your hormones checked to see the balance of your hormones. Going here.
Okay, they've been off before.
Well, then for sure I would have that. I would have your hormones checked. And, guys, I am a firm believer. Again, I am not a doctor, but I have dealt all my life with adrenals. If you are in adrenal fatigue in any way, it will cause anxiety. It will cause you to literally not be able to think positively. You will be more emotional. You will get angry at the snap of a finger. Adrenal fatigue is rampant in the world because we are under fight or flight all the time. There are spit tests that you can take even over the internet that can help you define if your adrenals, or a naturopath that works with adrenals. So the core belief that they're giving me is I'll never be good enough. So where in your life are you afraid that you're not good enough, baby? Because that's the basis of your anxiety.
Wow, okay. I thought I'd been working on that a little bit, but yeah.
You have, and that's why, because you're working on it, everything's coming to the surface. So
okay. They
want you to write up the word enough. Not I am enough, but just the word enough, because they want your subconscious to own enough.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Just the word enough with a little smiley face, so it's a happy thought. And then the other things that they threw out very quickly to you, if you take some of those physical actions, they're going to help you a lot. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, now
great.
You got to follow through. The channel gave you the information. You guys have to take the action, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, baby. You bet. Bye-bye. All right, guys. I'm going. Boy, Aisha, I tried so hard to get to you and the rest of the callers, but I'm going to have to call it a day because I have to be at a Q&A in 2 minutes. So, my beautiful people, thank you. Thank you for everything you brought in for yourselves and each other. Until we meet again, love yourselves, and love yourselves more. Know you're enough, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on People of Distinction and Women's Radio, both on Live 365, BBS Radio, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.
Good morning. Welcome to Burger King.
I'm looking at this enormous burrito, and man, it's big. I tell you that. Dang. Give me one of them enormouses. Enormouses. Watch out. Let's do it now.
Okay. I think I know what you're ordering.
Get the new Eggnormous burrito now only at Burger King. A hearty breakfast burrito packed with sausage and bacon, plus eggs, cheese, and hash browns. Only at Burger King at participating restaurants.
Good morning. Welcome to Burger King.
I'm looking at this enormous burrito, and man, it's big. I tell you that. Dang. Give me one of them enormouses. Enormouses. Watch out. Let's do it now.
Okay. I think I know what you're ordering.
Get the new Eggnormous burrito now only at Burger King. A hearty breakfast burrito packed with sausage and bacon, plus eggs, cheese, and hash browns. Only at Burger King at participating restaurants.